Women join terrorist groups for the same reason as men, but their roles aren't always the same. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Jessica Trisco-Darden, assistant professor at the School of International Service at American University, explains why.
Why do women like Huda Muhtana or Shamina Begum find themselves drawn to terrorist groups like ISIS? Explaining women's complex motivations for participating in conflict is a key focus of my research. Many of these motivations are the same as men's: the pull of a group's ideology, a desire to escape poverty, or personal connections to others who had taken up arms. But some seem more unique to women, including the desire to escape forced marriage or violence at home. Women like Ira in Ukraine help us understand the multiplicity of roles that women in non-state armed groups adopt. Ira used to be a kindergarten secretary. Her commanding officer in a rebel group was quick to praise her, saying, "She goes into the field to rescue our fighters when they are wounded. Plus, she is our best sniper. She can cook for us. She can drive our tank." As in civilian life, insurgent women find themselves engaged in mundane, everyday tasks like cooking and cleaning. But women's invisible support work is often the foundation for a rebel group's success. The presence of women also allows an armed group to recruit more women, drawing on a broader population and allowing it to be more selective. However, when women defect or demobilize, they are often doubly stigmatized, first as a fallen woman, and then again as a former fighter. From Nepal to Sierra Leone to El Salvador, once the fighting has ended, the unique needs of insurgent women often go unmet. It's time that we recognize the many ways women contribute to armed groups and better support their reintegration. Warfare is no longer just a man's game.
That was Jessica Trisco-Darden of American University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.